A fresh U.S. drone strike leaves four Afghans dead in the northeastern Kunar province. It was the fifth such attack in 4 days. The latest fatalities bring to over 20 the number of Afghans killed by U.S. assassination drones over the past few days. French Foreign Ministry summons the U.S. ambassador to demand an explanation over revelations that America's National Security Agency snooped on millions of phone calls made in the country. Interior Minister Manuel Valls has described the revelations by Le Monde newspaper as shocking. The NSA reportedly recorded over 70 million French phone calls this year. Lebanese nationals who were held captive by insurgents in Syria have spoken out. They've described their captors as inhuman, adding they were constantly tormented. They were snatched by militants as they were returning to Lebanon from a pilgrimage visit in Iran. The fate of the upcoming peace conference on Syria remains unclear as foreign-backed opposition groups are divided on whether or not to attend. The Geneva talks are scheduled for November the 23rd. The UN Arab League envoy, Lakhdar Brahimi, says credible opposition participation is needed. Bahraini regime forces have fired tear gas to disperse protesters on the northeastern island of Sitra. Protesters were chanting anti-regime slogans and calling for the release of political prisoners. The demonstration was held after the burial of a young protester thought to be killed by Manama forces days ago. A bomb blast hits a passenger train in Pakistan's province of Balochistan, leaving at least seven people dead and over a dozen others injured. The bomb was apparently planted on the railway track. It went off when the train approached a station in Nasirabad district, causing the Delhi Express to derail. Australian authorities are warning that wildfires in New South Wales could merge and intensify in the coming days. Three fires near a city by the Blue Mountains are right now at risk of merging into one front. Efforts to contain the fires will continue this week, with weather conditions expected to get worse. China's northern city of Harbin is choked by a heavy smog, forcing schools and some highways to shut. The level of pollution is several times above the World Health Organization's limits. The surge in pollution is blamed on the first day of public heating being turned on for winter.